I see countless films at festivals, press screenings, and during their theatrical runs. But I do not see every film, and when I discover and am enamored of a title that I somehow had missed, it is an extra special treat. One such film is The Brand New Testament, directed by Belgian filmmaker Jaco van Dormael, which has just been released to home entertainment. The Brand New Testament is clever and original, a visually inventive satire, and a pleasure to watch. And to be sure, it is provocative, extremely provocative. It is the kind of film that you either will savor or despise, and this has nothing to do with its aesthetic. You will in fact be drawn to or repelled by The Brand New Testament based solely on your politics. At the center of the film is a 10-year-old girl who just so happens to be the daughter of God. Her name is spelled E.A., which likely is short for Eve and Adam. However, given who they are, she and her parents are not what one might expect. There is nothing heavenly or otherworldly about them. They reside in a cramped Brussels apartment. Her father, or God, is loud and coarse, a strict, stubborn disciplinarian and mean-spirited bully. He resembles an overweight middle-aged male, the kind who sits around in his undershirt sipping beer and endlessly complaining about everything. He also rules his household. On TV, we can't watch anything but sports, the daughter reports, as a hockey game is seen on a small television monitor. And this God derives great pleasure out of sitting at his computer and determining the less than cheery fates of countless humans. Then there is his bathrobe-clad wife, who is described as a pathetic woman, 100% certified sloppy. She is perpetually silent, and when she doesn't embroider, she sits at a table and contemplates her baseball card collection. The scenario follows what happens when the little girl escapes her narrow world and runs off into the real world. For after all, her older brother, who is named J.C., had previously done so. She is pursued by her father, or God, and the key to the story is the manner in which he is dealt with upon leaving the sanctity of his abode. At its core, The Brand New Testament is an assault on religion and the use of faith as an excuse for casually accepting the world's horrors. For after all, a terrorist may attack, maim, and murder dozens of innocent individuals, and a person of a certain political persuasion will respond not by considering the implementation of laws that might curb such violence. That person will suggest that all we can do is visit a house of worship and pray. The Brand New Testament also puts forth a philosophy about the meaning of life. And van Dormael asks us, if you knew how much time you had to live, within days, minutes, and even seconds, what would you do? How would you change your routine? How would you change your life? And his answer is, do what you want to do, even if it means living in the most outrageous manner. And with this in mind, perhaps the most familiar Brand New Testament cast member is Catherine Deneuve. And the manner in which her character changes her life is at once shocking and hilarious and, when you think about it, completely understandable.